listeners, and welcome to the David Crit podcast. I'm your host, Britt Lawton, and our guest in this episode is artist Claire Zinn. Claire Zinn is an oil painter and printmaker living in Johannesburg, South Africa. She has a fine arts degree from Rhodes University, where she majored in art history and printmaking. Claire is also a proud member of the Printing Girls Collective, and her artworks are inspired by the natural world and the entanglement of images, ideas, and events. She often enjoys finding new ways of exploring these themes on paper. Claire Zinn started collaborating with the David Crit Workshop in 2015, producing monotypes that were showcased in a solo exhibition a year later. Claire Zinn has featured in a number of group exhibitions and art fairs with David Crit projects, including most recently our Turban Art Fair booth and Another Kind of Blue for the Car Car and Car Virtual Festival in 2020. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So Claire Zinn isn't a stranger to David Crit Projects. She's actually worked here before in the past. So we'd like to maybe just start with an overview of your relationship with David Crit and how you came to be associated with us.
Walked in here one day, or into the gallery at the bottom, and the gallery manager then was Taryn, and then I spoke to David, and then they hired me, and that was it. I was gallery assistant for a few years, and then Taryn left, and I was the gallery manager for a few years, and then I left, and then I came back to make some prints. A couple of years later, yeah, that's it.
Awesome. And I mean, you've pretty much been working as an arts administrator and then also as an artist, or have those roles been separated?
Both. I was always oil painting since I studied printmaking, and then I sort of oil painted because it's quite difficult to do printmaking when if you don't have a press or anything. But then after David Crit, I got into printmaking again, and then it's been a big mix of both. I actually do both, sort of one on top of the other sometimes. Yeah, so it's definitely became a mix of both rather than just one or the other.
Right. And what kind of attracted you to the printmaking process?
I love that it can be so precise and so messy at the same time, and sort of free form. And I also just love paper. I love the feel of like a good piece of Fabriano or something. Yeah.
And then, so with your painting, how different is that? I mean, of course, it's a completely different technique, but like, how different is that process or experience of working for you?
The oils, it's sort of a little bit easier, because if you make a mistake, you can just paint over. It's not really a problem, and then, you know, you can carry on. It's a bit more difficult on paper. You have to put a medium down first. But printmaking, it's quite a different like format, because it's solid colours. And I think that's why I do what I do now with the reduction, because then I can get shades, I suppose, but more sort of shadows and light parts. So it's more like the oils than just the solid colour.
And, you know, it's quite funny, actually, because I think a lot of people, the reason that you love printmaking is the reasons that a lot of people don't like printmaking is because it's either, like, very, very precise, or you're quite messy and you break all the rules. But now you've got a new work that you've brought through for us to see today. Yeah. What's that called, and what is that process that you're engaging with?
The piece is called To Live With Caution, Not With Fear, number 3. And it's a reduction lino. It's actually a reduction jigsaw lino, so it's 6 parts that fit into one piece. Sort of half of it is black and white, and the other half is color.
Wow. Intense. And how did you come about that idea of creating a puzzle?
I think I must have seen it probably on Instagram or something, that people do that. And then I just had to, you know, when I decided what I wanted to do, I then had to think, okay, well, how am I going to do the different colors? Do I go all the way through, so all grays, and then sort of build up a million things? But then it wasn't going to work, so hence the jigsaw. So I have to cut them out and then use them separately. And then some of the pieces are actually both.
Okay.
But they tend to be the smaller pieces.
Right.
Which are easier to control. Yeah.
And if I can ask, how come you decided to do a lino cut process for that instead of, say, like screen printing, where you can naturally layer?
Because I can do it at home in my own studio. Because I don't have any screen printing stuff. I can just do it whenever I want to, and I can control the colours. Yeah, and lino, I think just because I love the process of carving. It's very tactile. You can feel it, you can see it.
It is just one of those satisfying things. Carving into lino, that feeling and just that little curl.
Yeah. Although it's quite painful when you do it for hours on end, but lino just seems to have been a thing for me recently.
Awesome. And the actual image that you use, what is the reference?
I take a whole bunch of photographs. Some I take for, you know, myself, and some I get from the internet. But mostly it's my own photographs. And then I chop them all up on Facebook, clear a whole bunch of things, and then amalgamate the whole thing into a piece and then use that as my reference.
And is the content of the image something specific or somewhere specific?
Not really, no. It's just the idea pops into my head of, you know, what I want it to look like. Like the most recent one is sort of like a Roman aqueduct ruin sort of thing. And I must have seen something like that somewhere. And then I decided I wanted it in the piece. And then I was walking through a really pretty garden the other day and they had all the flowers. So I took lots of photos and used those as the flowery bits.
Nice. So you like almost create your own world, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then the title, where does that fit in?
I must have also heard that somewhere or read it somewhere. It was actually started before this whole COVID, but it actually fits now quite well with it, to live with caution, not with fear. So it wasn't part of it, but now it's sort of become that.
Right. And how, mentioning COVID now, how has this lockdown period and working from home affected your practice?
Not at all, because I was working from home before, so I just carried on. And I was used to it. Some people I know struggled being able to work all the time, but being probably worried and, you know, scared, so it affected their practice. But because I'd been doing it so much before, it sort of just carried on.
Yeah, so it was actually probably quite nice to have the opportunity to work to a certain degree.
To be constant, although it is quite painful because it's so constant and your neck is bent the whole time.
Yeah. So that's like the physicality of creating the artwork that comes with printmaking, I suppose. Yeah.
Lots of cuts on the fingers. And
With painting, it's also quite a physical process, that movement and all of that. Yeah. Whereas I'd say that printmaking is quite like meticulous, or carving is quite meticulous, but it still involves the body quite a lot.
Yeah, except I paint like tiny detail.
Okay.
So it's sort of the same thing, but I can stand when I paint. Whereas carving, you sort of hunker down over your lino the whole time. So it's a bit more painful, the lino. I never paint big. It's always small as well.
Okay. Have you painted anything recently?
This year, I did this really big piece of Fabriano, a whole bunch of bees on. Haven't finished it though. And that's also tiny detail. And at the moment, I'm painting a wasp nest on one of my old lino cuts, actually.
Cool.
One that didn't work out. That's what I'm painting at the moment.
Nice. And it's nice to, I suppose, integrate the two mediums.
Yeah. You don't really see it often because it's a bit of an annoyance, because the ink can sometimes get absorbed, funnily, if you don't paint the medium on properly. But yeah, I enjoy it as well, just because then it's a mix of both and you just have one chance as well just to get it right.
You like the challenge, clearly.
Normally I'm quite a careful and cautious person, but for some reason, printmaking, I'm just going.
For your practice, where would you put the most emphasis? In the process or in the conception of the image?
Process.
In the process.
Yeah.
The final product, what are your feelings about the final product versus the process?
Sometimes it's, especially with sort of the reduction liners, because it's layer after layer, you want to stop at a certain layer, but I have the image of what I want at the end. So it's sometimes can be a bit of a battle between, you know, how it's looking now and how you want it to look. But in products, normally pretty important.
Of course.
I suppose.
Yeah. And you mentioned now reduction liner cut. What is a reduction liner cut?
So that is like the piece now. So you start off, say, with a solid piece of lino with your image on, your one image, and you carve out layer by layer. So you start and carve out all the bits you want to be white, and then you print your first color, and then you carve out whatever you want to remain that first color, you carve out that, and then you print your next color. So you sort of, and you always go from light to dark, so you sort of have to be thinking ahead, and you have to decide if there's two dark colors, who goes first, who gets layered on who.
That's quite tricky. You've almost got to be like a computer program.
A little bit, yeah. And once, if you make a mistake, you can't go back. So if you start out with 10, you get 9, and
Now that you've started with this reduction lino, do you have more work coming? Are you going to create a new challenge for yourself? What's next?
I'm working on some small little reductions. I think I started carving yesterday, printed a layer yesterday, and really wanted to start the next layer because it's so small. I can actually do that rather than it taking like a week with like the other one. So that's what I'm doing now, which is very exciting because it's so quick compared to that hugely detailed piece.
And how long did that hugely detailed piece To Live With Caution and Not With Fear take you?
Working on it half day, it took a month. Yeah.
Wow. But I mean, yeah, to see the detail like in person, of course I've seen it on your Instagram and it is a beautiful image, but seeing it in person, it's like next level. So
thanks. I'm really proud of it.
Okay, so you've got a work on show at the moment in our exhibition, Another Kind of Blue.
Yes.
What is the title of that work and what process was that?
It's called Semper Virens, which is Latin for always flourishing.
Nice.
And it's of...
That should be like a life slogan.
It's we just made a company called Semper Virens. Yeah, we registered and everything.
Congrats.
Thank you. So yeah, that's... succulents, which obviously are always, you know, they're quite hard to kill, which is great because they're so pretty as well. In my dad's garden, actually, he has a whole big succulent garden. So I took a lot of photos from there and then made them into these globes of succulents. But that's just one carving per print. So, you know, if it's an edition of 10 and I make 15 and three of mistakes on them, it doesn't really matter. Then I can replace, you know, it's not like the reduction where... if you lose one, you lose one and that's it. So it's a bit easier and it's just one layer.
It's a beautiful work, I must say. And I really like the color as well. It's a very rich blue. Like a nice tone.
Yeah.
That work, it's a surface roll.
Yes. It's relief print.
Can you explain surface roll a little bit? For somebody who's not a printmaker like myself.
All right. So you get the two types, the intaglio, which is when you print... you'll be printing in the groove, so the ink will get, you sort of ink it up same sort of way, but the ink gets into the grooves and then you clean your plates and then you print and what comes out is from in the groove. Or if you're doing dry point, it's the little burrs along the groove. But relief printing is like the lino where the ink doesn't go in your groove, it just sits on the top and that's what prints. So it's one you're doing line and other one you're doing surface.
Right.
If that makes sense. Yeah.
Right. It does make sense. So it's almost like, so you're putting the ink on top of and it's not going into where you've carved.
Yeah.
And
so
it's,
all your lines will be white.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's a great explanation of it, I must say, because I think when, you know, you look at it, you think it's quite simple and everything, but I mean, it's a whole, you know, you've just got to think in reverse, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, what you want to show is different from, you know, between the two.
And your, like, technical knowledge of printmaking and all of that, has that come from an educational background or an experience? You've got a lot of experience?
Both. I studied fine art at Rhodes, fine art printmaking, actually, that's what I majored in. So base knowledge there, and then working at David Crit, obviously exposed to a lot more real life prints and things and artists, so it was both.
Awesome. And where, if I can ask, are there any artists that inspire you at the moment or...
Always Diane Victor.
Nice,
just
of
that,
course.
Yeah, that detail is, I just can't handle it. It's great, yeah.
Absolute fan here as well, so totally get it.
So yeah, that my printmaking hero, Diane.
Nice. And I believe you're part of a collective. I don't know if you want to elaborate that.
The Printing Girls Collective. Well, it's actually quite a big group now, but it started with my friends from Rhodes. We were six of us at the print side of Varsity. And then few of them went into a sort of full-time practice. And they started up the Printing Girls, and then they invited me to join. And we have shows and workshops all over the country, pretty much. We've even been to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which was really nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we actually got a show coming up in October, hopefully, this year, at the Art Room. Yeah, everyone sort of partakes. Thank you.
And it's so nice as well to have, I suppose, a community that of like-minded people to work with and to kind of motivate each other, especially, you know, as an artist, I think there's always this tug of like things are working, things aren't working, things are working. So it's nice to have that community to keep you going.
Yeah.
So good luck for that.
Groups and stuff, you know, which you can chat and ask technical questions and things. So it's really helpful.
Yeah. No, fantastic. Yeah. So good luck. Good luck for that exhibition. Thank you. Where can, if people want to find out more about your art and
what's available? I have a website. It's claireszin.co.za and Instagram and obviously Facebook.
Cool.
Thanks.
Well, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the David Cribb Podcast. To find out more about Claire Zinn and her practice, visit the links in our show notes.